Welcome to this podcast about Ophir and Euchre Creek in Oregon. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by an automated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and dozens of embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Ophir is a small community situated on Euchre Creek in Curry County, approximately 0.5 miles upstream from the Pacific Ocean and about 4 miles northeast of the community of Nasika Beach, Oregon. Nasika Beach is also the name of a 6-mile-long strand between Ophir and Nasika Beach. The term Nasika translates to we, us, or our in Chinook jargon, a nearly extinct indigenous language that originated as a pidgin trade language in the Pacific Northwest. This area was historically inhabited by the indigenous Tututni tribe, one of the Lower Rogue River Athabascan tribes from southwestern Oregon. They signed the 1855 Coast Treaty and were subsequently relocated to the Siletz Indian Reservation. The Tututni traditionally lived along the Rogue River and its tributaries near the Pacific Ocean, between the Coquille River to the north and the Chetco River to the south. Euro-American settlers began arriving in the mid-19th century, rapidly transforming the region. The Moore family crossed the Midwestern Plains and initially settled on a ranch in the Willamette Valley in 1880. A few years later, they moved to the coast, engaging in logging along the Rogue River before establishing a ranch in Ophir. In 1918, D.M. Moore founded the People's Company, operating a butcher shop and cheese factory that supplied civilian Conservation Corps camps during the Great Depression. By 1943, the business controlled over 9,000 acres, raising sheep and cattle. The livestock was shipped to markets in Portland and San Francisco on the company-owned vessel, Della. The Euchre Creek watershed, one of the smallest coastal rivers in southern Oregon, is approximately 14 miles long and flows southwest to the Pacific Ocean. The watershed drains about 23,831 acres, descending from elevations of around 3,000 feet to sea level. Major tributaries include Cedar Creek and Boulder Creek. The upper basin is characterized by steeply sloped forests that were heavily logged, once supporting 15 sawmills. In contrast, the river's lower few miles lie on a relatively low gradient coastal floodplain. This area was diked, and the river channel was diverted from its historical broad wetland into a narrow, confined channel. Today, rural residential development, grazing, and other agricultural uses dominate the lower portion of the watershed. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.